Blackstone Audio presents Silken Bonds by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Vanessa Benjamin. Chapter 1. Marriage was the highest, most laudable ambition a woman could have in Regency England. Women were put on earth to support men, to comfort them, to sustain them. A woman was compared to the tender ivy winding around a strong tower. Useless on its own, it just spread along the ground and needed a strong support to flourish. To cling and draw strength from the Lord and Master set a woman among the angels. Most women accepted this role, and a very comforting one it was too. Protected and sheltered as they were from the realities of life up until the eve of their marriage, gently bred young girls could manage to survive all the rude shocks of the marriage bed and subsequent childbirth by being convinced in their minds that anything inflicted on them must not only be endured but welcomed. It was their divine duty. But for the small band of women who thought marriage should be a joining of equals, life was very difficult. It was all very well to have these highly modern notions, but where on earth did one find a man to agree with them? The solution was obviously to shun men entirely, while preaching and laying the ground for a future generation of liberated women. Such a woman was Mrs. Maria Waverley of Hanover Square, in London's fashionable West End. She was rich enough to please herself and rich enough to buy herself a family. She had adopted three girls out of the orphanage, Fanny, Frederica, and Felicity. But despite all her care and all her lessons, Fanny, the eldest, had run off to be married. A betrayal felt keenly by the remaining Waverley women.